Hey everybody, welcome to the Mark Parham Podcast. You can follow me online by typing in Mark Parham Podcast on Spotify, and then on Rumble and YouTube, just type in Mark Parham and I should pop up. So there's a lady, she's a 67-year-old black actress named Jennifer Lewis. She was on the sitcom Blackish, and she said a comment that basically she's saying Trump is Hitler. And, you know, it's sort of sad because the person who's hurt the black community the most is Joe Biden. Joe Biden is the one who's put more black men in jail, or helped put more black men in jail than anybody else, any other president. And so this lady coming out and saying, oh, well, Trump is Hitler. And, you know, if Trump gets in office, you know, he'll make things bad for black people. You know, that's just nonsense. And it just goes to show you how deranged some of these Democrats are. And if you notice, one of the strategies that some of these people use, the Democrats love putting out black women to shame black men or black people into voting for the Democrats again. So if you notice, every election cycle, they get an older black woman or a black actress or black entertainer to say, oh, well, black men, you're wrong for supporting Trump, or Trump is the devil. And they just, you know, say all these weird things. And, you know, they always get a black person to make these type of statements every election cycle. And it's very sad, because if you look at Chicago, if you look at California, if you look at New York City, what are the Democrats doing for the black community? I mean, they're prioritizing immigrants, illegal immigrants, over black people. I mean, I even saw in Chicago how they were using some of the buildings and community centers for black folks, or for people who live in those communities, for migrants, for illegal immigrants. And so it just shows you how desperate some of these Democrats are getting. And it shows you how desperate the media companies are too, because even though they will, you know, some of these media companies will say, oh, well, we try to be fair and balanced. I see a lot of people online call MSNBC, they call it MSDNC, and basically it's another arm for the Democratic National. It's another arm for the DNC. I mean, basically, it's a media mouthpiece for the Democrats. They can say all they want about, oh, we're fair, we're balanced, we like to research things, and, you know, give people, we like to tell both sides of the story. No, they don't. And so this is a perfect example. And I think this lady made this comment. She didn't make it on MSNBC. I think she made this comment, Jennifer Lewis. She said this on, she said this with a lady named Zerlina Maxwell. She's a host of a radio show called Mornings with Zerlina. It's on Sirius XM. And so, again, this is just the scare tactics that the Democrats love using. Oh, Trump is going to ruin democracy. Notice they love using that word democracy all the time. Oh, well, this is about democracy, democracy, democracy. Again, that's the big Democrat talking point. Well, if they cared so much about democracy, why do we have illegal immigrants able to come over here, you know, commit crimes and be released the next day? That doesn't help democracy. Having an economy where, you know, your money, you work hard and your money goes to, well, you know, all these different programs that don't work. How is that going to benefit democracy? Censoring platforms on the internet, how does that help democracy? And so it just makes me laugh with this whole democracy talk. That's one of the, another big talking point. Oh, well, this is going to, Trump is going to ruin democracy in America. Like, just crazy talk. So it's very sad that, you know, the Democrats are getting this desperate, like, you know, comparing Trump of all people to Hitler. That's sort of insane when, you know, if anything, the Democrats have been the people behind the scenes, you know, messing up the black community and, you know, setting up abortion clinics and neighborhoods and things like that, and working with Planned Parenthood and promoting, you know, just degenerate behavior and, you know, all this fake gender stuff. That's been the workings of the Democrats. The Democrats have been the ones behind the scenes, you know, being the puppet master to all those ideas. And so it's just, it's It's very, you know, crazy the world we live in. But, you know, I'm not surprised. I mean, some of these Democrats or some of these Joe Biden supporters, they're delusional. And I think Jennifer Lewis, we can add her to that list. And again, she's one of the stars on the television show Black-ish. So it shows you how, you know, these are the type of people that these media companies like to hire. Now, can you imagine if, you know, a Republican, or can you imagine if a white woman would have, you know, made a comment and said, "Oh, well, Barack Obama is like Hitler." Oh, she'd have lost her job. Hollywood would have fired her and everything. And so they'll allow this lady to make comments like that, and basically she'll be able to keep her job, and liberals will act like she's a hero. If a white actress or actor said, "Barack Obama reminds me of Adolf Hitler," do you know the Democrats and the liberals would be in an uproar? But, you know, this lady will be looked at as a hero. And again, this just goes to show you that people are waking up, especially black people. It's slowly happening, but black people are getting off the Democrat plantation, and they're realizing, like, no, we vote for the Democrats every year, and look at the neighborhoods, look at the communities, look at the education system. I mean, look at a place like Baltimore. Baltimore has tons of students that still can't read, and I'm talking about high school students that can't read. And so, you know, voting in, you know, people just because they have black skin doesn't mean anything. And I think a lot of people are waking up to that fact, because you look at places like Baltimore, where they keep on electing Democrats, black Democrats. You look at what is it, San Francisco, how they have a black mayor, and what is it doing for those places? Those places, I mean, you're having crime, you're having people can't read, people can't do basic math. I mean, some of those places have basically fallen to the bottom. So we got to get off this, you know, I have to support a person because they're black. Because again, you know, just because someone has black skin doesn't mean they have great ideas or they know what they're doing. It just goes to show you. I just had to make a podcast about this, because it just goes to show you how desperate some of these people are. To call Donald Trump, to compare Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler, that's insane. But again, please follow me on Rumble by just typing in Mark Parham, and I should pop up. Follow me on Spotify by typing in Mark Parham podcast, and then also on YouTube, you can also find me just type by typing in Mark Parham. My bad. Let me start over again. Mark Parham podcast on Spotify. Type that in. Then on YouTube and Rumble, type in Mark Parham, and I should pop up. So again, that's just what I have to say. Let me know how you feel in the comment section, and then also just please like or give me a follow, something. But just let me know how you feel. Thank you.